Affection. A Star Trek kink meme film by V. Angelique. Kirk Spock, rated PG. Their hands brush in the corridor, and anyone would think it was accidental. Those who know Vulcan habits, though, match Jim's little over-the-shoulder grin, the lick of his lips, with the gesture, and see it for the flirtation it is. It's a few weeks later when Spock's standing at the edge of the rec room, waiting for his turn with the weightlifting equipment, with his hands laced at their characteristic position behind his back, and Jim finishes his workout. His fingertips brush the small of said's back, lips almost touching Spock's ear when he leans too close to let him know that the equipment's free, and word spreads from the few that happen to notice. By the time Jim lets his lip brush over Spock's, then, at a drunken social event on a remote resource-rich planet, the relationship's an open secret. That doesn't stop the little frown of disapproval from Spock, nor does that frown stop the little smirk from Jim, and the brush of his fingers over Spock's lips to follow the path of his mouth. He never was much for diplomacy. When an away mission goes a little haywire, though, it's Spock who ends the questions once and for all. There's no misreading the panic on his face when he rushes up to Jim on the transporter pad, pulling Jim's arm from around Sulu and lifting Jim into his arms. There are plenty of people milling around, medical staff, engineering people, the rest of the away team, but Spock pays them no mind as he walks to the turbo lift with a hazy, feverish Jim in his arms, stroking Jim's hair back from a dirty brow and pressing their foreheads together once inside. Even in the lift, they're with McCoy and Sulu and Nurse Chapel, but Spock just holds Jim and whispers against his lips that it'll be okay, that Spock loves him. And when they get back to sickbay, McCoy doesn't even think to tell Spock that he can get back to his duties, that Jim will be okay alone. McCoy knows Jim well enough to know otherwise.